Late last year, the Canadian Federal Court ordered all government websites in Ottawa, Canada, to become accessible for blind and vision impaired users after Legally Blind business consultant Donna Jodden filed a lawsuit. The latest news just in is that the Canadian government is planning to appeal the court ruling. Today I'm joined on the program by Sarah Police, new media manager for Media Access Australia, who will tell us more about the original court case and the appeal. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Roberta.
Now, what were the problems that Donna Jodden encountered?
Well, Donna actually encountered multiple problems when accessing information on several Canadian government websites. This included repeated failed attempts to use the government website for applying for employment, accessing data on the Statistics Canada website, and also filling out an online census form. Donna is actually a highly skilled business consultant who has extensive IT experience and training, and she was also one of the first blind people in Canada to attain an MBA, and she's also a screen reader user as well.
So what was the outcome of the original court case?
Well, in November 2010, the Canadian Federal Court ordered all government websites in Ottawa, Canada, to become accessible for people who were blind or vision impaired, and they had 15 months to do that. The judge wrote that Donna's inability to access departmental websites represented a system-wide failure by many of the 146 government departments and agencies to make their websites accessible. So this is quite an extensive problem.
And the outcome?
Well, unfortunately, we've heard just January the 11th that the federal government announced plans to appeal the court decision in order to, and I quote, address some fundamental issues raised by the decision. These include factual findings made by the court, numerous aspects of the legal reasoning applied to those facts, and the unusual supervisory order of the court to monitor implementation of its decision. So we're starting the next round, I guess, and we'll have to see what comes from the appeal.
And can you tell us anything about the latest appeal?
Well, look, it only came out about 10 days ago, so there's really no other information that's been released at this stage.
Sarah, what's the reaction to this news? I think I know the answer to that.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I think the strongest reaction has come from the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. They've released a statement to say it's appalling that the government plans to appeal the court ruling mandating website accessibility. The president and CEO of the institution says the fact that it took a court case to plead for full web accessibility in the first place is bad enough. But to learn that the government plans to spend more time and taxpayers' money fighting the court's ruling is just appalling. So obviously that's quite a strong reaction coming from the peak body representing people who are blind or vision impaired.
And is there anything that we can do in Australia?
Look, I think our own Australian government is in the process of making all federal government websites meet international web accessibility standards. So this is a fantastic thing on our front. You know, really, we all have an obligation to increase the awareness of accessibility, either through as an individual or through organisations like Vision Australia and Media Access Australia. And the more people who know about web accessibility, the more impact we can have when we're talking to people, whether they be individuals or government. So it's a much awareness as anything, but it is a little disappointing to see that they haven't just accepted it and really, you know, got on with the job, which is to make websites more accessible.
The National Institute for the Blind over there, I guess, will be sort of rallying some support from their clients and maybe some other people like us.
That's correct, yes.
Well, thank you for talking to us today about that, Sarah.
No problem.
Media Access Australia will be keeping people informed as new information is released about this case, in addition to other Media Access news. Visit Media Access Australia's website, very accessible, mediaaccess.org.au. Alternatively, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or call 02 9212 6242. I've been speaking with Sarah Police, who is the new media manager for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.